Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY, our Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. Today, we're going to focus on Norfolk Homes Building Dreams, one home at a time. And they have expanded. Their portfolio is incredible. They've got some new plans as well. Joining us today from the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, Pete Nowakowski back with us.
Good morning.
Nice to see these businesses as they do expand and continue to build properties here in Washtenaw County.
Absolutely. You know, we do need the new homes. Very high demand, very low inventory for years now. So it's nice to see Saline, Ann Arbor Township, and Dexter having new developments.
And also with us, Janet Gilbert-Smith. She is the sales manager with Norfolk Homes. Great to have you here.
Yeah, good morning.
Where are the new properties?
Our newest property in the Ann Arbor area is Cornwell Farms, and that is located off of Pontiac Trail, just north of DeVarin and south of Warren Road. It's 27 estate-size lots. We will be building executive homes in that community.
So you're talking $700,000
range? Talking mid-sixes, probably to about $800,000, okay, depending on what options people choose to select for their home.
And you have new floor plans?
We have all new floor plans. So Norfolk Homes is in its 26th year this year. Mm-hmm. And we took a look about a year ago at our set of home plans and decided it was time to do a revamping of all the floor plans that are offering to make them current with the current trends, to have minimal spatial waste. So we went to two different architects. We went to TK Design and Associates out of South Lyon, and we had them design the Chateau Collection, which are our homes roughly between $300,000 and $400,000.
And so how are those different from previous plans?
I think the biggest thing is the changes in the way we live in our homes these days. So making sure that they incorporate mudrooms. We are in Michigan. We do need to have that space where you come in with snowy, muddy boots. Most people are steering away from formal dining rooms. We're still leaving that potential space there, but making it much more of a, it could be anything. It could be a den. It could be a living room. It's still there if somebody wants a formal dining room, but incorporating the open floor plan from the kitchen through the dining area right into the great room.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are probably the biggest changes. We've updated the looks of them. You know, you can almost drive through neighborhoods now and say, oh, yeah, that house was built in the 90s, or that was built in the 70s, but we've come up with three different looks to the front of each home. So one of them is still a very traditional look of a home that will incorporate brick. The second one is a urban farmhouse, which is really trending right now, where people are looking for front porches, looking for a little bit more in the design, batten borden. Mm-hmm. Shake. And then the third one is the craftsman design, which has come back. So it's more of a modified craftsman look than true craftsman.
And are the rooms still open that we've been doing for a while now?
Yeah, everything's still open. And because that's still what people are looking for. You know, you kind of live in one main part of your home.
Right. So. All right. So the Chateau design, you said, though, that was for more of the $300,000 to $400,000
range, okay, homes. And then when we went to the TK Design Group in Bloomfield Hills and had them design the larger homes from 2,500 to 3,678 square feet.
And how are those different from the traditional pattern?
They're basically the same concepts are applying through no matter what home you're looking for.
Okay.
Open design, you know, mud rooms, larger showers in the master bath, maybe an option for a freestanding tub, walk-in closets, more closet space. The homes are just larger,
mm-hmm,
and than the other collection.
And how about the exterior on the
exterior will still have the same thing. We still, mm-hmm, went with this still the look of three separate looks, mm-hmm, a traditional urban farmhouse and a craftsman. On the larger plans, there'll probably be more stone and brick than there is on the smaller, mm-hmm, plans. But basically, you know, everybody's looking for that same concept in how we live in our homes.
Cornwell Farms, your new location, that is the higher price point. That's the highest, really, that you have, isn't it? Okay. And then the other new properties, those are more in the 300 to 400?
The 300 to 400. So we've got Westchester Farms, which is Chelsea Schools, Sylvan Township.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be a rather large community for Norfolk Homes. We have 325 home sites.
Wow.
So we'll be at Westchester Farms for a while, yeah, developing that product. Mystic Ridge, which is in Hamburg, Mailing, but it's actually Dexter, oh, Schools. It's off of Strawberry Lake Road. It's a community that has been there for some time. It's been developing. It's absolutely beautiful as you drive in. It's got all wooded entry, about 183 acres of undisturbed land.
Ooh.
There is a new phase that's just opened in there of 25 home sites. So the Chateau Collection we built both at Westchester Farms and at Mystic Ridge.
And where exactly is Cornwell Farms in Ann Arbor?
Cornwell Farms is off of Pontiac Trail Road.
On the north side, then?
On the north side of town, so it's north of DeVere and south of Warren.
Hmm. It strikes me that Norfolk Homes really answers to the current times and to what people want.
You know, that is really the beauty of being a family-owned business and a small business. We can adapt quickly. You know, if we see something that people want, we see something that's trending, or we're hearing from our homeowners that, you know, it would be nice if you did this, we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're small enough that we can make those changes.
That's nice. So often you hear from builders out there that they can't do it because the crews they have are used to doing things a certain way. And they're trying to quickly put, you know, houses up. Very different with Norfolk Homes.
We try to keep our plans current. We listen to what our purchasers are telling us.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody else, though, we are experiencing a shortage of trade. So that's truly what's going on in the industry. There is a big trade shortage. It is slowing things down. You know, I understand when a builder says, "I want to make changes because they're used to doing it," because anything you do is going to affect the trades that you have working for you.
And, Pete, that's something we've talked about a lot on this show, trying to do something about it. You know, the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, as you know, Janet, they've been very supportive of these young people getting into the trades.
That is great. I mean, we're happy to see that the Ann Arbor Student Building Program is full this year in both classes, and also the Celine Consortium.
Right.
Both of those classes are full as well. So we are getting more interest from the high school students. But it will take time to filter into, you know, to actually see enough trades to be able to keep up with the building.
Right.
So everybody's scrambling for the same trade base right now, and it's caused delays in construction.
Talking with Janet Gilbert-Smith, sales manager with Norfolk Homes. You can go to norfolk-homes.com. That's norfolk-homes.com, hyphen in the middle of those two words there. Janet, someone listening saying, "Wow, I think I would like to do this. I'd like to build a home." Where do they start?
I would suggest the first place they start is on our website. And we did just launch a new website last week, so we're very excited about that. It's very user-friendly. And start exploring there what area you'd like to live in. That would be your first step. You know, where do I want to live and what do I want to build? After you've spent some time looking at, okay, we kind of think we want to live in this area, I would reach out to the salesperson at each community and schedule a private tour. And they can, you know, walk you through from the beginning to the end. I think one reason that people shy away from new construction is, first thing, a lot of people feel they can't afford it. So that's first thing, oh, it's going to be more expensive. But it isn't going to be more expensive, especially if you look at your long-term costs. You know, if you buy a resale home, you're going to have a certain amount of maintenance that you're going to have to put into that home.
Right.
If you purchase a new home, you're going to have quite a long time before you're going to have to replace any, you know, appliances, roofs, furnaces. So you just have to kind of factor all of that into
your
budget.
That's very true. What about landscaping? Does that come with your homes?
Landscaping is an option. We can seed the home. We can do sod. We can put in irrigation. It tends to be one of those things that is somewhat personal if people want a particular design. We do offer decks and patios as well. But they're sometimes that, again, is something that people want to do themselves, or they can do it through our contractors as well.
Right.
Can I give you another benefit of, and I came to this realization after building a home, and Lucy, I don't know if you've thought about this, but it's really, really true, a benefit of it. If you're superstitious, the odds of the home being haunted are really slim.
That's great.
Yes. You look at it that way. So as long as it's not being built over an aerial, you know, a native burial ground or something, you know, you're in good
shape.
You
don't have to worry about the history of that home, right?
Yes.
What happened in it.
Well, and you don't have to worry about anyone else's dirt, too.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you know, you are the first person to live there, and you make your own story. And you haunt it for the next person.
That's right.
And you work directly with your clients to do things that they're interested in that home,
right? Yeah, we want the home to be theirs. We want to personalize it. Another thing that we've added this year, we're very excited about, is we will have a design studio on Jackson Road where people can go and choose all of their interior finishes and products for their home. We've hired an interior designer. That should be open probably the first week of January. But right now we're still doing our design choices out of one of our model homes.
Right, which is typical.
Which is typical.
So but, this is unusual to have a builder actually have a place where you go to.
Most of the national builders do. So we're probably one of the few smaller builders that is looking to do it. But we did it to give our purchases we want them to have the best possible experience. Mm-hmm. And we'd like them to make sure that as they're choosing the interior finishes, they're not choosing it by color as necessarily, they're choosing by product knowledge. So they really understand the difference between quartz and granite. They understand the difference in the cabinets. You know, why would I choose this door style and that drawer style?
Right.
In hardwood floors, you know, what's going to work best for my family?
Right.
And so in order to do that, it's nice to have a full-size design studio for them to walk through. They can touch everything. Our design studio manager is an interior decorator. She's got extensive product knowledge, so she'll be able to give people
that's a huge help because you get overwhelmed very quickly.
It's very overwhelming.
Lots of decisions to make.
We do it in two appointments. So they always can come in and preview before they purchase. So you can go in and just kind of take a look at things. But then once you've signed your purchase agreement, you'll do two appointments. The first one will be just to choose everything. Then go home and think about it for a while. Come back for another appointment, and let's lay everything out that you think you're going to do, and let's make a final decision as to whether that's truly what you want to put in your home.
Janet, how do most people coordinate if they have a house currently, and that's going to have to go on the market, and they're putting a down payment with you? How does all of that kind of coordinate generally?
You know, it works different for everybody depending on their financial situation. I think if there's any upside to the fact that homes are taking longer to build, which right now they are. So say the average home from the time you send a purchase agreement is taking 9 to 10 months to build. That gives people a little bit more time to plan. It gives them enough time to get their home on the market. We are finding some people that are bridging. The bridge loans have come back. So they're like, well, okay, we'll take a bridge loan. We'll wait until the new house is done. We'll close on that. Move and then put the other home on the market. So mm-hmm. we're seeing that.
The bridge loan allows you to pay for both.
Yep, if you can
through your mortgage
right.
company.
Because we're just asking for a deposit that sits in escrow while the house is being built. Mm-hmm. And as a company, we finance the actual construction of the home.
And how much is that deposit generally?
Runs roughly about 5% of the price of the home.
Okay. All right. Wow, this is really exciting. The new
it
developments
is, yeah.
that you have. Are you doing any condos these days?
We are. We're finishing up Fieldstone Village in Chelsea. Mm-hmm. So we're in our final building there. Those run from the high 100s to about 225, 235. We are also selling very quickly at Blue Heron Pond Townhomes in Ann Arbor.
Yeah,
Corner,
that's
Liberty and
Maple. Amazing to see what you've done out there. And a lot of young people love that.
Get quite an interesting mix of buyers. You know, you get like young professionals. You get people that are downsizing. We've got people who are going to travel extensively for the job. And they just want to be in something that's maintenance-free.
And that's Maple and Liberty, right?
Maple and Liberty, yep. So it's about a mile and a half from downtown, so it's a great location.
Those are lovely looking, too.
They are. Yeah. They're true townhomes, you know, vertical. And we're in our final buildings now. We're getting those. So we should be completely sold out by this time next year.
Oh, wow. Exciting. Norfolk Homes. You said it's family-owned.
Yes.
And going back, how many years?
We're in our 26th year.
26 years now. Visit norfolk-homes.com, norfolk-homes.com. Great talking with Janet Gilbert-Smith today, sales manager. And you can learn more about how they build and what they're doing and how they're really answering to what people want today in their homes. Pete Nowakowski, he is the communications and marketing director for the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. You can visit bragannarbor.com as well. And make sure to, when you're doing home remodeling or any kind of home project, to check out the people that are your members. They're great people.
That's right. Yep. Over 300 local professionals and services. BragAnnArbor.com's got all that. Just kind of a click away. You can search for any type of business that you want, or if you know the name, like Norfolk, of course, you can just, get right to them from there.
Absolutely. Norfolk-homes.com and BragAnnArbor.com. Our thanks to Pete Nowakowski and Janet Gilbert-Smith. You've been with the company how long now?
I'm in my sixth year with the company.
Wow. So. Great talking with you. Thanks, Janet.
Thanks.
This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, the Lucy Ann Lance Show, 1290 WLBY.